Lecture 14, The Athenian Empire.
This is our 14th lecture in the series on ancient Greek civilization. And today we pick up our story from the aftermath of the Persian Wars. In our last lecture, we looked at the epic confrontation between the Greeks and the Persians, looking, for example, at some of the episodes recounted by Herodotus, the historian who later in the 5th century pulled together these stories and gave us the story of this extraordinary event. We saw in our last lecture that the first confrontation had occurred in 490 with a punitive expedition sent by the Persian king Darius, which had landed at Marathon but had been successfully repelled, and the Persians had been pushed into the sea. And then in 480 and 479, in a much larger comprehensive invasion, the Persian forces of the great king Xerxes had been defeated first at Salamis, thanks largely to the Athenians and their fleet, and then in 479 at Plataea, thanks largely to the Greek army led by the Spartans. In the period after these Persian wars, I argued, we would see a new culture developing in Greece and taking shape. And that culture is intimately associated with the power of Athens. And so today what I want to concentrate on is the story of how Athenian power in the Aegean, in relation to the other states of the Aegean, took new shape in the course of the 5th century, beginning first as a league of Greek states designed to carry on the war against the Persians, liberating the Greek states of Ionia, but very quickly being transformed from a league, a Delian league as it was called, since it was based on the island of Delos, the sanctuary of Apollo, very quickly being transformed from that free alliance into an Athenian empire, with Athens as an imperial city at the centre of that empire. That transformation is one that historians have been puzzled over for many years. It's one that even the Greeks themselves were interested in. Thucydides writes a great many chapters in his first book trying to analyze this growth of Athenian power. And it's an important question for two reasons. One is that it is the background, the setting for the flowering of Athenian culture in the 5th century. And the second reason that it's important is that it is the growth of this power, according to Thucydides, that inspired fear in the Spartans and would lead finally to that cataclysmic confrontation at the end of the 5th century, from 431 to 404 BC, between Athens and Sparta, the Peloponnesian War. So in a sense, we're going to be charting then the transformation of Athens between the two great wars that mark the Athenian half century. Let's turn then to this free alliance, the Delian League, and see how it came about. The Athenians, of course, had emerged from the Persian Wars with a great deal of prestige among the Greeks. Their own city had been sacked. Not only that, the Athenians had been prepared to abandon their city. A few had decided to stay behind up on the Acropolis and had been cut down by the Persians when they invaded the city. But the vast majority had physically lifted themselves, their baggage and their children, and had been transported across to Troezene. So the willingness of the Athenians to physically abandon their city and then to rely entirely on their manpower, their navy, to defeat the Persians had brought them great prestige and had left them with a kind of moral authority as leaders of the Greeks. They had played such a big role in contributing to the defeat of the Greeks that Herodotus at one point actually says that, after the gods, it was the Athenians who were most responsible for the defeat of the Persians. In the immediate aftermath of the war, many of the Greek states, particularly of the eastern Aegean, the Ionian coast, had decided that since the Persians had been beaten in Greece, now was the time to drive the Persians out of their territory. In fact, to turn the tables on them and to continue the war into Persian territory. The great king had sacked the sanctuaries of Greece. Now the Greeks would return the favour and sack the sanctuaries of Persia.